We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Up next, the latest on the Missouri Tigers from KCSN, which features multiple shows each week with Border War with former Missouri forward Jarrett Sutton and former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins, and Mizzou That's Who with insider Gabe DeArmond, Maggie Johnson, and Tucker Franklin. The latest news, the top stories, and an insider perspective to keep you in the know. Make sure to follow us on your new home for Missouri Tigers podcasts, KCSN. And now, the latest on Mizzou Athletics.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We're presented by 360 Vodka. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by my partner, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, what's going on, man? I know you're busy with the William Jewell Holiday Classic, always a fun tournament in Kansas City. I know you guys just got a big win against another former Kansas player, and you're on to round two here tonight.
Yeah, cool experience being first time ever being a part of this William Jewell Classic. The kids were loving it. It's a great atmosphere. Like you said, had a great chance to go up against my big brother Billy Thomas and play against him at Rockhurst, and that was such a fun experience for both programs, because both programs haven't played each other since the 1980s. So that was the first time our programs matched up again since the 80s. So that was kind of cool for both programs. And we got another one tonight at 9 p.m. We got these late games, 9 p.m. Last time we was in Mizzou playing at 2 a.m.
Wasn't a 4 a.m. tip.
Yeah, I know. 4 a.m. tip. Yeah, you know, we schedule these weird timing games over here at Pembroke. So, but yeah, it was a fun experience, man. Fun experience.
Big time. Well, we got a lot to cover with Mizzou today. Last time we talked, they were coming off a UCF win. That was a big time win. And Golston hits a buzzer beater. But my goodness, we got two huge top 20 wins to talk about. One being the bragging rights game, a rivalry game. We're going to start there, and then we'll transition into the Kentucky win, which I had a chance to be at the Kentucky game, and what an atmosphere in Mizzou Arena. So let's start with Illinois, though. Yeah. And this is really where the excitement starts for Kentucky fans. It was a big matchup against an Illinois team that, you know, was predicted to be a top team in the Big Ten. A lot of talent, had transfers in Matthew Meyer and Terrence Shannon. Yeah. You know, they're a team that's got talent. And Missouri, from wire to wire, I mean, it was just an absolute slaughtering. Missouri scored 51 points in the first half. Yeah. They were up 30 at one point in the first half. And really just, we're seeing a totally different team, Jeff, than what we were talking about post-Kansas, when they looked terrible defensively. They were really struggling on offense too, taking bad shots. And it didn't take long. UCF game, they got off to a slow start and really just had to find a way to win. But these last two games against legit competition, it looks like they've put it all together, where they're firing all cylinders on offense. They're better in the half court. Kobe Brown has emerged, and back-to-back 30-point games. You know, if there's a third one and they go to Arkansas next, he's flirting with Steph Curry in terms of those 30-point games against ranked competition. And that's a stat that's not been topped since Steph did it when he was at Davidson. So what they're doing. They're second in effective field goal percentage in the country right now. Their defense picked up over the last few games. It's a testament to Dennis Gates. Yeah. And that's where I want to start. But your overall impressions of what you're seeing from Missouri too, since the Kansas debacle, and then finding a way to beat UCF. But these last two wins have really put Mizzou on the college basketball map. They're the most talked about team right now.
Yeah. Hey, it's a lot that I could say. You know, Kobe, Des Moines, it's a lot of guys. Just, you know, the whole program as a whole. But, man, like, and I hate saying but because it, you know, counters what you're saying. I just, you know, so I'll say and.
Yeah.
Dennis Gates, though, man, jeez, like, you know, for him to be able to make the adjustments that he's made the last three games and to really, you know, get these guys, they were already fighting for him. That's the weird thing about it. They were already fighting for him. They're already believing in him. But it's really cool to see, you know, when they played KU, you had that loss, to really see how your guys believe in you after a loss. And are they going to still be fired up? Are they still going to be paying attention to detail? And they were. And that, just, again, that is, like you said, a testament to Coach Gates. I mean, he has these guys believing, playing hard, playing together, caring for one of another. And they're doing it on the offensive end. I mean, they're doing it on the offensive end. They're doing it on the defensive end. It's just my thoughts on Missouri. It's cool to watch. Although I am a Jayhawk fan, it's cool to watch, though, because I'm a basketball fan at the end of the day. Yep. And to be able to see what Dennis Gates is coming in and doing with this program, because, again, at the end of the day, this is the Border War podcast. So we got to make sure that's good. And again, it makes for good basketball for the Border War. And it just makes for good basketball in general. So, my whole deal is just Coach Gates, Coach Gates, Coach Gates. I know, you know, Kobe keep playing the way Kobe playing, man.
Man. It's been fun.
Man.
You know,
it has to be fun.
I mean, we were talking right before we went on this pod of just last year, it was like we were trying to figure out, you know, things to talk about with this team. And today, I'm thinking this is the best in our podcast history. This is like the highest Mizzou's been in terms of what they're doing right now. Yeah. And it's in year one for Dennis Gates. And, you know, I it's been said now, some national guys have started obviously now to follow Mizzou for one. But what they've been saying about Dennis Gates speaks for itself. I had a chance to sit behind the bench last night. Coach Gates' composure never changes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're up by 20 or down by 20.
Yeah.
He's the same guy. And I think there's a testament to this of Coach Gates is constantly, constantly thinking next step. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a proactive thinking to, and his staff does a great job too. There's substitution patterns. Everything is strategic with what they're doing. And look, if they call, you know, a certain set or they're in something defensively and it doesn't, you know, doesn't work or it breaks up, they're adjusting in game. He's not sticking to things just to stick to things. He has an ability to adjust. I love how he communicates with guys. It cannot be overstated enough the importance of Trey Gomillion, DeAndre Golston, Des Moines Hodge. Those guys that came with him from Cleveland State, the culture that they've set so far. And I think going through the Kansas loss, everybody said, well, they're learning so much from the Kansas loss. Yeah, okay. But I think it has more to do with the fact that they were punched and they were beat up in their own building. They know the type of team they want to be. They know they're overlooked and they're trying to win back, you know, fan base and all that stuff. But you just see the level of trust that is there, and it's rubbed off on Kobe Brown. You know, it's rubbed off you know, on Ronnie DeGray, who started last night against Kentucky, who's been great for them. As two returners, but a lot of these newcomers, Sean East has played at such a high level. Nick Honor's been as a point guard.
Yeah.
His communication, looking at the bench and the interactions with him and Coach Gates, offense.
I really like him, man. I really like
But too, Jeff, like it's also, I think Coach Gates did such a great job of putting his team together with their mid-major guys, if you will. But they're all older guys that have had success. They've won. They've been all conference players. They've been defensive players of the year. And you're just seeing this team that's I think they're really buying into each other, and you see the interactions from the bench, and they play on the floor, and this is what I want to get to with the Illinois game. The Mizzou guys look like they like each other. Like, yeah, they want to pull for each other. Illinois was just kind of all over the place, and they're talented, and I think they're going to be a good team, but that's Brad Underwood's got to get, you know, a lot of things figured out, which is those guys look like they were at each other.
Yeah.
And with those, with Mizzou, they stuck together. They played through things in terms of, you know, the second half, they were giving up buckets to Illinois. They were fatigued in the second half, but my goodness, their defense in the first half was probably the best defense I've seen Missouri play since I've left, in terms of every rotation, every tag, every stunt, every box out, they did not miss. Everything was on a string. The communication was big time. They've improved defensively, and you know that practice time, that's been super important to get this team where they are defensively.
Yeah. And again, you talk about it from the defensive lens. Like, and again, we know the firepower, what you guys do on the offensive end.
Right.
Like, we know the firepower. But again, what I like, and I'm a defensive coach, but what I like is, like, again, when you guys don't make shots, you guys are still going to defend. And when you guys are making shots, your level of defense increases. That is, it's scary, because you guys are a team that will defend if you're not making shots. When things don't go your way, you guys still find a way to make it go your way. And that all starts on the defensive end. Credit to Coach Gates again, which I think he deserves a lot of credit. Because he gets these guys locked in. And you talk about his communication aspect of it. His communication, his composure, like, as a coach, like, that's how I try and I want to present myself on the court as well, too. Just so even keel. But I think that just goes to show the readiness and how their defensive intensity has increased. And they just keep believing in this guy. They keep believing in this guy. He keeps showing them that him and his coaching staff believe in each one of those players. And I mean, it's just bouncing off of each other, the success. So it's cool to see how they're picking it up on the defensive end, because we know what they can do on the offensive end, and they're doing this against top 25 teams.
Yep. You look at Des Moines High
teams.
Absolutely. You look at the two guys that really carried them, and I think we'll have to continue to carry them. Des Moines Hodge, his shooting is real. 42% from three. Range. I mean, that first half against Illinois, he was hitting big time shots and big time moments, totally fearless, not bothered, in transition, running the floor. It's a fun brand to watch when they got this thing humming. And that is taking their defense to offense. You touched on it. You got to defend. Like, if you can't defend, you don't have a chance, especially when you're undersized. They're not as athletic. They don't have the size of some of these other teams that you touched on. I think what's really impressive too, since the adjustments from Kansas, so much is made about defense. Offensively, their shot selection is so much better. They're eliminating. Des Moines Hodge has the green light, and he should have the green light. Like, he can shoot the ball in transit. You want him shoot the ball. He's got that level of ability to make shots. But that doesn't mean everybody just runs down and jacks the shots.
You know,
that is, you get stretched so far, especially when you're in your 2-2-1 full court and they want to put full court pressure. They're going to do that. But when you take too quick of shots, it just kills you. You just get absolutely blown. And especially when teams want to attack you right back, they're getting better shot selection. And that to me is what you saw in the Illinois game. I just thought in the half court, they were great. They did hit 10 threes. You know, they got to the free throw line. But they just did such a great job of sharing the ball, moving the ball. And that comes back to the half court. They're executing so much more. And you can still play in transition. You can still play fast. It's not like you slow the game down. But if you don't have anything in transition, pull the ball back and run a set. Get in your offense. They had 23 assists against Illinois, and they were great. They had 10 turnovers. I mean, that's where Dennis Gates wants this team to be. He's all about efficiency. You know, we can talk all about the numbers and the analytics. Yeah. Coach Gates is big with that. You're seeing that in the numbers. They're going to get beat on the glass. They were -9 against Illinois on the glass. They're going to get beat on the glass. You should just go ahead and chalk that up. They got beat on the glass against Kentucky. But their defense is still so solid that they can force turnovers in the half court when they're solid. Yeah. And then, boom, they're out and running. And they can take these leads from 9 to 15 to 20 like they've done in these last two games. And it's why they scored 93 on Illinois. Yeah. But Kobe Brown, 31 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. I mean, that's an all SEC, you know, performance. That is an SEC player of the year type performance, and that's what we're seeing from Kobe.
Yeah. And I mean, and you mentioned it perfectly. Like, they got out rebounded. They know undersized. But what are you going to do to make up for that? Like, okay, they go in the game. Hey, we know we're not going to get out rebounded, but what are we going to do to make up for it? Okay, we're just gonna have 13 more assists in our team. We're gonna have 7 more steals than the next team, and this is against Illinois. You know what? We're gonna turn them over 17 times, but we're gonna take care of the ball. We're only gonna have 10 turnovers. So there are 7 more shots right there that they're getting than their opponent. So that is how you cut down those possessions that you're not getting on the rebounding side. And you talk about sharing the ball, man. Illinois 10 assists. You guys had Missouri 23 assists. So we talk about Illinois players bickering. Well, when you're coming down and guys aren't creating assists, that means the ball's not moving. That means there's quick shots. When that quick shot happens and you come down in a possession and only one or two players are touching the ball in that possession, guys get mentally frustrated. And then you know what they do when they get the ball? They say, you know what, I'm going to shoot it. And it just trickles down. And, you know, I think Missouri's done a great job of sharing the ball. 23 assists, man, you are sharing the ball. Like, that is not one person caring about who gets the credit. They just want to make sure they get the win.
And again, it's culture, right? I mean, like that word gets overused way too much. It's a, you know, clicky word, but it's also a word that's real. I mean, it's an absolute, and in basketball, it matters. You know, you see teams like win games, especially in college and in the pro level. In high school, you see it all the time of teams that are more connected, more engaged, that are unselfish, that don't care about getting the credit. Those teams, they're there. They win games, and That's a coach's dream too, right? I mean, that's what you want.
Making me smile over here, like, geez, it is.
You'll take that over, you know, some teams that have so much talent and they can't figure it out because they don't play well together. They don't gel together.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Let's transition here. You come off an Illinois win, and it's a huge win, and it's a huge moment. You're riding high around the holiday, and you're the talk of college basketball. You switch gears, and now you're in league play, and here you have Kentucky to start league play at home.
Yeah.
Very talented team. You know, like every Coach Calipari team, he's got talented freshmen. Chris Livingston's one, Kaysen Wallace. And then they have a returner, Oscar Tshiebwe, who speaks for himself. You know, he's one of the best college bigs out there. Just a dominating force in terms of size and length. And the question was, okay, how does Missouri match Oscar Tshiebwe? And going into the game, I thought this is probably a bad matchup for Kentucky. You know, in watching them against UCLA, They definitely want to play in the half court. They want to get Oscar established at all times. And when the pace is going in transition game, they can struggle. And they can also struggle in pick and roll if you bring Oscar out of the basket. Their rotations aren't that great. It's a sign of a young team, and it's a sign of a team that's not really engaged right now and playing that well. However, it's still Kentucky, and they're still talented.
Yeah.
Missouri last night, being in that building, Mizzou Arena was electric. It starts there. It was a great for myself, just knowing what the environment in Mizzou Arena can be, to see that a consecutive sellout. You know, I know Kansas was going to be sold out. We knew that. They come right back and sell out Kentucky. 6 o'clock tip. Not a ideal tip for people coming from St. Louis and Kansas City, but it was packed, and the students came back. It's Christmas break, and the students were back, and they were invested, engaged. It was loud. They really created a great environment that I thought Mizzou fed off of. And another thing that, you know, when you have that home environment, like, you know, playing in that yourself at KU, Mizzou struggled a little bit in the second half, where Kentucky made a run and cut it to 9. It's going to happen. Runs are part of the game. But right when Mizzou made a play, that was, I think it was a transition break where Demoy Hodge got a dunk, the crowd was right back into it, and Missouri went right from a 9-point lead, and it went right back to 17 in about a minute 30, and John Calipari had to call a timeout.
Yeah.
That is a part of the atmosphere you can create and the energy you can create that is a home court advantage that you have to have, and it's something that Dennis Gates talked about when he got the job. He wants to create a home court environment, and that's what it was. And so a testament to the fans and the alums that made the trip. It was a great, and that needs to continue. And Coach Gates is going to say that. I know that, you know, winning drives everything, and the win, when you win, they will come. And that's what it's looking like right now. But what an environment last night, and Kobe Brown, another 30-point performance.
Yeah. He was
excellent. He's playing a high level. Yeah. Look, Kobe's the nicest kid you'll talk to. He's that representative of the program you want. You know, in the community, he's just an amazing guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice kid. Sometimes he can play too nice on the floor, and he's playing aggressively and with urgency, and energy, and with fire. And he was a little banged up at the beginning of the year, and he was playing through some things. Man, he looks good, and Missouri's playing through him. And Dennis Gates is doing a great job of putting him in different situations, different spots on the floor, different screening action to get him in switches.
Yeah,
where he can attack and use his strength and physicality, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, you know, when I think about this Kentucky game, I was going back and forth. You know, my Jayhawks took a loss in the bowl game.
Yeah, that's right.
Going back and forth there at the same time. But I was going back and forth watching this. But one of the things that really stood out to me about this Missouri game against Kentucky was the toughness aspect. You mentioned it, you know. That lead got cut to 9 in the second half, and then boom, it's back to 17. You know, sometimes when those leads start getting cut to 9 and gets under 10, that's where you're like, uh-oh, it's about to start flipping. Yep. Here we go. And again, that goes to show the toughness. They said, no, you can go on a little run here, but watch this. We got to run for you right here. And you talk about the toughness, and this Missouri Tiger team right now, they're not playing with fear.
Yep.
You know, I think they right now, I think if they see any team that's a top 25 team right now and they stack up against them, they want that matchup.
Yep.
Maybe at the Kansas, it was like, I don't know. Maybe it was like, all right, we're just kind of gauging who we are. But now it's like, okay, all right, we got that. We made some adjustments. We're playing these top 25 teams. I'm pretty sure Missouri Tigers right now would say, look, we want to play Kansas again. I'm pretty sure. Seriously. Right. Well, they are playing great.
To your point about toughness, though, I think it's great, well said, because you know, how many teams get smacked, and then you're thinking, okay, is this who they are?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is their first real competition. They beat Wichita State. It was a good win. But Kansas was, hey, you're playing against a legit team. You're playing against the champs. And they really struggled on both ends of the floor. And how they responded is all toughness.
Yeah.
And they look totally different. They look like a totally different team right now. The defensive – it is coaching. I think Coach Gates and his staff have done an unbelievable job. Over the last night, they made a call, and I was waiting for it. I knew Dennis Gates was going to do this. But he was in his 2-2-1 full court pressure, which Missouri was great at the first half. Kentucky really struggled with it. But then in the second half, Kentucky started to figure it out, and they started putting the ball in Casey Wallace's hand, who has great speed, and just he just beat everybody on the floor. And they were getting layups, and Savari Wheeler's really, really quick as well. And they were getting easy buckets, and they were getting offensive rebounds and putbacks and getting to the free throw line.
Yeah.
And I thought there's got to be a moment where they get out of this because they're pretty solid in half court. And then they switched to a 1-3-1 half court defensive zone, and it was into a matchup zone. And Kentucky was done at that point. That adjustment was about the 9 to 8 minute mark, and the game was over after that. Like, Kentucky hit some threes to kind of pace it a little bit, but the game was over. And Missouri took care of the ball, 18 assists to, I believe it was 8 turnovers. Another great night in terms of passing the ball, sharing the ball, taking care of the ball, and they got to the free throw line 28 times. Some of that is the bonus and Kentucky fouling. But Missouri, being undersized, they keep attacking. Yeah. On offense, they don't shy away. To your point, they're fearless. And Missouri had 4 blocks to Kentucky's 1 block. You know, that just to me is toughness. Yeah. They're not the bigger team. They're not the most athletic team. And you look in the box score, and they dominated the game. And it was all based of these guys that are playing with motor. They're competing. If they get subbed out and they play 2 minutes, they don't care. They're going right back in the game at some point. So it's, again, Dennis Gates has done so much already, and we're 1 league game in, and he's year 1. There's so much he's doing from a coaching X and O standpoint, but there's even more he's doing from a culture standpoint, from the Tony setting to the huddles after half where they don't even go to the locker room and they meet as a team. There's just a lot of things he's doing right now that is building the program right now, and they're building success on top of that. That's what you want if you're a Missouri basketball fan.
Yeah. Hey, Coach Gacy's doing it his way. He's putting a stamp on it, and the way he's doing it is a way that, you know, other coaches are going to be trying to take notes and, you know, try to figure out how they can, you know, take from what he's done and try to implement into what they're doing. But he's shown it, man. He can get his guys rallied around him. His coaching staff is obviously rallied around him. He showed that he can make adjustments from losses. He showed that he can make in-game adjustments just like you talked about. I mean, he's just showing you Missouri Tiger fans what he can do and why you guys hired him as a head coach. And I think you know, being a head coach at the high school level and just having a respect for high school coaches, middle school coaches, even under, but college and pro level, having a big appreciation for those coaches. Coach Gase is a coach that, you know, I really feel like I can learn from, and it's fun to see a coach, you know, control a team in a positive way. And not only a team, you know, like, he has the fan base, he has he's creating culture like you talked about, and that's just fun to watch. And it's very inspiring as well, too.
No question. That's well said. I think from a coaching standpoint, he's still a young coach.
Yeah.
He rebuilt Cleveland State quickly. He's watching the interactions with his young coaching staff. He's got young coaching staff, Charlton Young, you know, CY, as they call him, on the bench. Just he leaves his seat and he'll go sit in other seats, and he'll push players into different seats to keep them engaged. Because, you know, Jeff, sometimes when you sit at the end of the bench, like, I'm at the end of the bench, and he'll just take guys and he'll keep the bench just lively. And they got a couple walk-ons to keep the energy. Shout out to the walk-ons. So, yeah, Ben Sternberg had a free throw last night. Shout out. I always got to give love to the walk-ons.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to. But
hey, that work.
That's right. That's right. They deserve a little credit, too. They put in just as much work. So Missouri's got Arkansas next. They go to Fayetteville. Arkansas is ranked 9th in the country right now. It's a Wednesday, so they get a little bit of a break after the win against Kentucky. Then it doesn't get any easier, but they get some winnable games. They get Vanderbilt at home. They go to Texas A&M, and then they get Florida at home before they face Arkansas again on January 18th. So they get Arkansas twice early in January. And, you know, Arkansas is a very good team and very talented, and a team that's, you know, lost Travon Brazil, who's a former Tiger, to injury. Yeah. But Arkansas yesterday loses by 3 at LSU, and LSU's 13-1. So, and looking ahead, SEC, it's a solid league. There's some good teams. There's some winnable games, but there's also some teams that are you know, again, a new coaching staff down in Baton Rouge, and LSU's 13-1, so they get a big win. So it's league play. This is why we love it. You can't overlook anybody. You know that, Jeff. League play is a blast because everybody knows everybody. You're in the family. There's no easy, you know, chalked up win game. You have to bring it every night, and it's gonna be fun to watch this team in league play. That's something that, you know, you couldn't say last year in February, a Tuesday game. That this fan base is gonna be excited and gonna be fun brand of basketball to watch.
And like you mentioned it, and I'll end it with this, I guess. But you talk about league play; anything can happen. The team at the bottom of the standings can knock out a team at the top. I've seen it before. I mean, you've seen it before. So that's the cool thing about league play, because everybody knows each other. So, but the way Missouri's playing right now, it's going to be fun to watch them in league play as well, too. I mean, I know we cover them every week, but as a Jayhawk fan, it's going to be fun watching them play throughout league play, because I think they really have a great shot to be great, especially behind Coach Gates.
No question. Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Shout out to the fans that packed Missouri last time. It was a fun atmosphere. I had a chance to take my nephew, who's a sophomore at Rockers, actually. And,
oh, nice.
And he was having a great time. So it was fun. It was a great environment, and that's what it should be every night at Missouri Arena. So, Jeff, good luck tonight. Go win that Jewel tournament, and we'll talk next week.
I love it, man. Hey, blessings.
All right, Jeff.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.